Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got quite a show. I wanted to talk a little bit about the future here. It looks like we're going to have Nano Girl and Michal Ledwith, actually. He's amazing. We're going to have him right before Christmas. And he used to be an advisor to the Pope. And, you know, he's got some information that we'd all love to hear. You know, he had access to the catacombs underneath the Vatican and a few other things. So we're going to have him on and talk about, you know, the true mission of Jesus and a few other things, wherever he wants to cover. So I'm going to leave that up to him. And we have a lot of other guests we're working on right now, some awesome guests to be announced. But tonight's going to be a little different show. I wanted to cover some things about what's going on the planet that we do have to pay attention to. I mean, I love talking about off-worlders. I love talking about, you know, the UFOs, the higher consciousness and energy and everything else. But, you know, tonight's show is where the rubber hits the road. It's where the wheat's going to be separated from the chaff, the truth from fiction. So fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be an emotional roller coaster for some and a validation for others. So set your denials aside and enjoy the show. And as, you know, all this information coming out, it's taken twists and turns and everything, but from observing this from an unbiased position, and a lot of people go, you're biased. And I am biased towards the universal law and the awakened healing of humanity and the earth. And I am biased on the side of those who are working in that direction. Although they may not be perfect, they are moving in that direction. So I'm all for supporting those and maybe kind of uncovering the ones who aren't, you know, who are not what you think they are. And for the life of me, I see these people and I don't even know why they get maritime anymore. Their energies are so bad. They exude evil. I hate to say this, but they really do. There's nothing truthful about these people. So you know, I received several emails, you know, with a lot of different information on it relative to the shifts happening in on the physical level. You know, stillness in the storm, WDS. There's things about the RV. There's all kinds of things out there. And, you know, some can be verified and some are questionable. And so as a disclaimer, you know, we do not claim any of this to be true and are not to be held liable for any of the below information or the information on this program. So anyway, but from what I understand from these, a lot of these things have been verified from several sources. And I was wondering when this was going to happen, and now it has. But anyway, it looks like the U.S. Marines raided the Central Intelligence Agency in Langley, Virginia, which is something that really needed to be done. I mean, there's some really ugly stuff going on there. And that's where a lot of this mind control things and other things, you know, the people that are chipped and they go off and shoot multiple people and then shoot themselves. So it's a real mess there. And luckily, they finally took that over. They got a hold of their computers. They have all the goods on everybody now. So it's going to get really interesting when this unfolds. And now they're saying they have up to 5,000 indictments. So, and that was just, you know, a couple days ago. There's probably even more. They'd probably even add another 1,000 after the computers got taken. But anyway, the Marines retrieved a lot of evidence implicating well-known politicians of embezzlement, election rigging, identity fraud, assassination plots, murders, domestic terrorism, pedophilia, you know, just a host of things, all the way up to treason. So I'm sure in those files, you know, the true story of what really happened in Vegas and who was really behind it is hopefully to be released soon. Because, you know, if you follow the money and see who gains to capitalize on this, you know, you pretty much figure it out. You know, it's pretty obvious now. So also, they said the FBI has also been neutralized, and something like $35 trillion of U.S. Treasury embezzled funds have been recovered. And there's been over $100 trillion that's been embezzled by the Bushes and the Clintons. So, what would happen if that went back into the Treasury, you know, not the Federal Reserve, the Treasury, you know, so it goes back to the people? You know, that would turn this place around very quickly. So Donald Trump reopened the President John F. Kennedy assassination files, and lo and behold, you know, George H.W. Bush was up to his neck in it. You know, the JFK autopsy photographs were falsified, and that a lot of the agents were behind this too. So the real truth is going to come out on this. And, you know, even though JFK has gone to the other side, he's been very busy. And I think he's going to finally be, rated less on a spiritual level too, because all of this is going to come out. Now, as a kid, I was just a small kid. And when this happened, it really affected my dad. I remember my dad got really quiet, and you could tell he was upset. He was very upset. My dad's a very sensitive man, and very, very, you know, he was an incredible father, you know, very sensitive, very loving, and you know, very honest. I always say he was like a basically a Buddha. He was awesome. But when I was watching his reaction to it, and I was asking him, what happened, I thought somebody in the family died. It was like pretty intense, but it was very sad, you know. But when I saw LBJ go on the TV, and I just felt pure evil coming from this guy, and I go, that guy did it. He was behind it, you know, definitely was behind it. And, we lost that ability. As kids, we know, we can look at somebody and go, this guy is bad news, and we won't go near him. And I used to do that a lot when I was a kid. There's friends of the family that came over that, they were not in integrity, and they had some pretty, pretty weird ideas going on. But I used to bust them all the time, and I would just turn around and walk away from them. I wouldn't say hi to them or anything. I'd just turn around and walk away. And so my parents would know, you know, that this isn't someone to hang out with. Now, another one is, the sexual harassment outings of all these, you know, members in Congress. You know, it's basically a big mainstream media distraction of what's really going on. And there's a lot bigger things going on behind the scenes. And this, you know, the sexual harassment thing is just the tip of the iceberg. It goes much deeper and it's much darker. But and we'll probably see behind the scenes, Trump will impose some kind of military law, and the Marines will be in charge, and that's the only way you're going to find justice. You're not going to get it through the justice system. We've seen how corrupt that is, and the agencies, and unless, you know, he just cleans house on that. But probably the Marines are the ones that are going to be doing this. Now, this is another one that's going out on some of these chants. They're talking about Alex Jones of InfoWars as a traitor and a national security threat who's connected with a division of the Mossad, the State of Israel, Secret Intelligence Service. I think this might be disinformation, and I'd take this with a grain of salt. He's a damn good actor if he is, and I don't really watch Alex Jones that much. You know, I love the women on there. I wish he'd let them speak and hear them. But, you know, he just gets all worked up, and that energy, I have a hard time with it. But anyway, I support him. He has been totally uncovering the New World Order. He has been giving the facts and the dirt behind what's really going on. He has been doing a really good job. So I would take that with a grain of salt, but you never know, because there are people that are called planned opposition. They're in perfect positions to kind of control the narrative. But, you know, so far he has been covering it and calling it like it is. So I'd have to say, you know, take that with a grain of salt and use discernment on that one. And, you know, some of these same people said, you know, Bill Gates is a good guy, and he's an honest billionaire. And he's going to be helping get the country back on track again. And good luck with that one, you know. So, I've also been accused of many things by trolls and shills and from some very ignorant people knowing nothing of my work in the past, exposing the New World Order since 1982. I've written books about them, who they are, what they're up to, you know, and their fall, the fall that's happening right now. This is all in, you know, Renewing Your Source and Becoming Gods and The Ultimate Soul Journey. Like, all these books talk about this stuff. So anyway, the main one I think was Becoming Gods, where I covered most of it. But, you know, one of the things I was being charged with was kind of funny. They said I was a pedophile, getting my name wrong. And my name's James Allen Gillen. This other guy was James Wilbur Gillen. What a Wilbur for a middle name. It's kind of interesting. James Wilbur Gillen. And he's in Seattle, and I guess this guy's a pedophile. So somebody thought they had the goods on me, and they were just going all over the internet trying to bust me. And I said, you got the name wrong. And I've never lived in Seattle, so good luck with that one. And, you know, no apology whatsoever. Even when I proved to them, took a a copy, a picture of my driver's license and send it to them, they still nothing, no. And the other one was really good. They said I was the leader of a Russian bestiality ring, which I thought was hilarious. And is that like having sex with bears or something? I'm not sure, but I don't know. Do you have to buy them flowers and a jar of honey first? I mean, seriously, this is like so ridiculous that you believe these things. Some woman was on Coast to Coast saying the whole ranch was blown up and men in camos dropped down with the secret space fleet and killed everybody and we're all dead and the whole ranch was destroyed. And anybody that's been there recently knows that that never happened. And so there is a lot of protection there. There are some pretty high-powered benevolent beings watching over the ranch. So good luck with that one. It gets really ridiculous out there. So we're going to try to sift through some of this stuff, to give you a little heads up on these things. So one of the other items was, they said Hillary Rotten Clinton had ordered the murders through domestic assassination squads of Ron Brown, William Colby. He's the director of Central Intelligence, Vince Foster, deputy White House counsel, and John F. Kennedy Jr., the son of the assassinated president of John F. Kennedy, and Seth Rich, and the list keeps going on. So there's a lot of other reporters and other people that have seem to whenever they go up and try to expose the Clintons, they seem to, commit suicide or get blown up or something. I love it when they find themselves multiple gunshots, to the back of the head or something, and they call it suicide. You get one shot when you shoot yourself in the head. You have one shot, and there's a reflex action that usually throws the gun 50 feet, and that's it. It's crazy. It's insane. These things, they're coming out. So, and also to some of the things that Trump was tweeting, every time they turn out to be right. Ted Cruz's father was implicated with Lee Harvey Oswald, and sorry, Ted, he is your father. That was involved in there too. But I mean, there's some more tweets I'll go into later that are kind of funny. But California Republican Adam Schiff, ranking member of the House of Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Well, I don't know where the intelligence fits into that, but I guess that's his role. And Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, former White House Chief of Staff for the U.S. President Barack Obama, are connected with the Mossad. Both Schiff and Emanuel are supposed to be pedophiles, according to this. And I guess that's going to come out in the other stuff. The Schiff guy's a real bad actor. His energy's not authentic. If you just take a watch him when he's on TV, just watch with discernment. He has a totally other agenda. He's definitely not telling the truth. Now, Barack Obama was born in Kenya, and the former president has committed identity fraud. Obama should be arrested for identity fraud, is what they're saying. His brother released his real Kenyan birth certificate. He registered in college as a foreign student and has several Social Security numbers. Obviously he's a CIA asset, and he was groomed by Henry Kissinger. He's a New World Order smooth talker, and I told people that in the very beginning, and a lot of people got very pissed off and angry at me. I said, no, he's good. With Bush, with Bush, you knew he was lying. And you knew he was just, and he was always blowing it. It was kind of funny to watch, but. With Obama, you had a real smooth talker. He was good. He could sell, snow cones in hell, basically, anyway, Senator Cruz is a Canadian citizen who faked his birth certificate to become a U.S. senator and has committed identity fraud. And again, they're saying he should be arrested for identity fraud, To me, like, identity fraud is nothing compared to what these other guys have been up to. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Anyway, President Trump has got the file on every journalist: Anderson Cooper, Chris Matthews, Wolf Blitzer, and a lot of others that are on the CIA payroll. So they've got the files on that. Like, all of these, they're part of that Project Mockingbird. So all these people that are on the payroll are being vetted out. And so he's got the files on that, the proof of that. And again, it says the U.S. Marines removed computers from CIA headquarters this past weekend. Most likely, this will take months to sift through all the corruption, bribes and blackmail, et cetera, you know. So, and they now have proof that, you know, Hillary Rodham Clinton has committed election fraud, treason, sedition, drug dealing. You know, she's committed mass murders. She's murdered people at the State Department, you know, in this whole murder for hire scheme. So that's another one that came out over the news, you know. So, you know, when you look at what these other guys are doing and the stuff they're trying to stick on Trump, you know, it's so beyond ridiculous. You know, they're sitting on a mountain of garbage, you know, throwing trash, you know, and it's not sticking. So, but who knows? I'm not saying Trump's a saint, but I'm saying, you know, I think basically he is, you know, draining the swamp. So kudos to him, you know. So now Bill Plant, I don't know who he is. I guess he's a retired CBS. Oh, yeah, I know who he is now, correspondent. He confirmed that JFK was shot in the front, and Al Gore actually won the 2000 election, and the whole 911 terrorist attack was rigged. And Plant said, none of this will be reported because reporters are afraid for their lives. So that's, you know, obviously, you know, it's not going to come through the mainstream media. But, and they're also talking about, too, is how the country will not have a deficit once protocols are implemented. When the $100 trillion comes in, $35 trillion goes right into the Treasury, and there will be a $15 trillion surplus, and we can cut taxes, rebuild the military, create a great infrastructure program, you know, create, you know, major jobs, building, rebuilding the infrastructure. And they're saying here that, you know, Donald Trump will go down as the greatest president since Ronald Reagan, you know, so whatever, you know, so, you know, he is doing a damn good job. He's done more than any other president already. So can't complain. Anyway, George H.W. Bush tried to assassinate President Reagan three times, according to these files. You know, Reagan's 8-year presidency, you know, hey, why stop at Kennedy? You're on a roll. You know, it's like it seems like, you know, oh, Herbert Walker, you know, has his hands dirty throughout everything here. It's and then they talk about him. He's now famous for grabbing women's ass from a wheelchair, asking them who their favorite performer is. And he goes, David Copperfield, and grabs their butts. And anyway, so, you know, it also says Hillary Clinton has also tried to assassinate Donald Trump 7 times. I knew there would be assassination attempts, you know, but I guess 7 times they've tried, you know. And they said Bush throughout the years has been involved with 25 assassination plots against other major political figures, especially Congress members and senators. Trump has the military protecting him, as well as spiritually and technologically advanced off-world visitors. That's why he's still alive, and that's why his plane has been filmed with an escort, an ET escort. And, you know, the thing is, why would these beings be escorting Trump and covering his butt? And you know, if he's the evil person that everybody's trying to paint him out to be, I think we have to rethink this one. You know, it's like, you know, I think everybody should lead themselves, really. I think, you know, we do need to get rid of most of this government stuff. It's not necessary, but I think that's kind of the direction he's going in. So, you know, the swamp one, you know, basically if you listen to the lamestream media and the swamp rats, you're going to get a whole different picture. And they keep speaking about these nothing burgers. There's nothing there. And it gets all this press, and they're sitting on, you know, as I said, a mountain of garbage, you know, with these other guys, and it never comes up, you know, go figure, you know. So I guess that's going to be cleaned up when they bring out the files and find out who's on the payroll, you know, which newscasters and things are on the pair. Now, they said here, if Gore was taking, had taken office and the Bushes weren't able to steal the election, there was a plot to remove Gore and put in vice president candidate Al Lieberman as president. And, you know, so after watching Gore with his new World Order Global Warming asset, his program there, you know, that would have taken us in a really bad direction. I'm sorry, you know, all the raw data totally proves your theory, along with legitimate scientists who are not bought and paid for to push the New World Order agenda are saying the opposite. So I know the mainstream media is just pushing this and pushing this and pushing this, but The whole deal was almost to create a global police and global control over industry, and that was a big New World Order thing. I'll go further into that later and talk about the real science behind it. So there's also a cover-up involving California Representative Maxine Waters and the Blue Moon Bank in Thailand. I guess there's something there. God, that woman. I don't how did she get into office? I have no idea. This is scary. When people elect people like that to lead them, that scares the hell out of me. It's like, what were you thinking? So anyway, she's discredits and is an embarrassment to the entire political system. I don't know how she got into office. I don't know who would vote for her, let alone watch her on the boob tube. It's like, sorry, Maxine. I don't care if you're purple, you can't play the race card, with anybody that calls you out on your nonsense. What the hell does an empty barrel have to do with racism? Sexism and racism seems to be the top two words in the Swamp Rants, agenda. And yes, rats do come in every color and sex and every party, So it's let's look at people's actions. Forget about what color they are. Let's just look at their actions. Basically, it's a no-brainer. November 3rd. Let me see. There was a Renee Boucher, I guess, assault on anti-war, pro-life Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. They're saying it was an attempted murder, and they said that he was chipped. Actually, Boucher was chipped, which probably goes back to Langley. I wouldn't be surprised. And Paul knows too much, and he can't be controlled. So they were going to try to take him out. And I hope he's got some really good security now, because he's always had, Rand Paul's always had a high level of integrity, I felt. He's doing the best he can in the swamp, So now a reporter in a major network was going to break a story, which he's sitting on to this day, that the government actually contacted orphanages around the country and paid these orphanages to transport orphans to Washington, D.C. So, Dick Cheney and George Bush and a lot of other pedophiles, Barney Frank, and all these guys could pick these kids out. They wanted to have sex with them. And then they took these kids to parties, and hookers were present at all these parties. And Congress members were drugged, photographed, and taken. And photographs were taken of politicians and these orphans in sexually compromising positions. A huge portion of Congress was and now is controlled through blackmail. Bingo. So now you know why Hillary's not in prison. They need to look at the war orphans and the children stolen from other reservations as well. So we all knew that. We knew there was major payoffs and blackmail and everything else, and that's how these people operate at the top. And so I guess with the Marines and grabbing all these computers now, we're actually going to find out exactly what that's all about, who did it, who's behind it, and the goods they have on everybody. To me, I think, I mean, I'm all about forgiveness, and I'm all about having the forgiveness and reconciliation panels and things like that. Have something going like that. If you got caught in that sting or set up and drugged and everything else, and you didn't do it on a regular basis or don't have a habit of doing that, I'm all for saying, okay, look, if you talk about who did this to you and who was giving you the orders afterwards and blackmailing you, then we're gonna cut you some slack here. I think that's the only way this is gonna happen. Now, also, when the Marines raided the CIA buildings, they recovered pre-911 terrorist attack financial transactions, insurance documents, plus other papers. How can they insure the buildings, triple insure them right before the event? I mean, big red flag, So anyway, I forgot the guy's name that owns those buildings, but it's obvious, it's like, again, follow the money. So all these documents are now in possession of the U.S. Marine Intelligence. The military is the highest law of the land, believe it or not. They can arrest anybody, and I think that's why it's going through the military. Because that's the only way it's going to go down. Now, the owner of the Twin Towers triples his insurance and says, pull the buildings. Give me a break. Pull the buildings. You can't pull a building unless charges are already in place. So, and there's There's no way. And so, you know, I tell you my theory on it. It looks like a mini nuke was used in the basement. That's why everything was molten down in the bottom of that building. And it looks like the main steel columns, you know, had charges set in them. And an energy weapon was used all at the same time. And so what it is like a triple whammy. And this keeps all the conspiracy theorists fighting over who was right. Maybe they all were. I would put it in the all of the above category, you know. So that's probably what happened there. The state of Wisconsin, the Federal Reserve, and former, I guess, Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson were involved in the theft of trillions of dollars from the U.S. Treasury. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker should turn over everything, and you know he will be subpoenaed, I guess, on this one. So I don't know too much about that one, but this is what they're reporting. I guess Jerry Brown has ordered a Pedalgate investigation of his own party involving California Representative Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and U.S. Senate Senator Kamala Harris. And I believe, according to these records, Kamala Harris was at the major Soros meeting. So Soros had a major meeting with a lot of the Liberal Party, you know, group to finance that agenda. And I believe Kamala Harris was at that meeting. So that's another thing they need to take out. But we'll go talk about the Russian collusion charges against Trump turned out to be nothing but, a big nothing burger, along with the fake, you know, what they called the salacious dossier, you know, which turned out to be fake. You know, the investigation did, however, turn into a nuclear bomb against the Clinton gang, receiving a minimum of $145 million in kickbacks for selling 20% of our uranium to Russia. Now, this pay-to-play program also involves investigators in charge of the investigation. It doesn't get any crazier. It's like the wolves. It's like hiring the wolves to go after the coyotes for stealing your chickens. You know, good luck with that. It's like, do you really think anybody's going to go down there? So probably not going to happen, you know, because the wolves don't see anything wrong, you know, with the coyotes stealing chickens. That's what they do. Anyway, so people forgot the whole case was based on Russian collusion, you know, in the election, which was made by the Democrats based on the assumption they hacked the DNC. It was Seth Rich, a disgruntled employee, you know, due to the corruption within the DNC, who leaked the information. Leaked information. It wasn't Russia, and upon which he was murdered. So I hope we're talking to the Russians on a regular basis due to the fact that they have their finger on nukes that could incinerate us, you know. Why would we not be talking to the Russians? You know, to me, I think it's stupid to not be talking to the Russians. Now, if you're getting huge bribes and kickbacks and things like that, yeah, I would definitely, you know, go after that. But that's not the case. You know, if somebody just mentioned, you know, a brief meeting with the Russians with nothing came out of it, then, you know, they're headhunting these people and ignoring the fact that the other administration had countless meetings with the Russians and kickbacks up to, you know, $145 million. So that's the big story. Why is this story not getting any airtime? What does that tell you? You know, it's pretty ridiculous. Now, here's the other one. The liberal reporter Janelle Ross with the Washington Post was busted at a top secret meeting with Soros and other Democratic leaders, you know, pushing the Soros New World Order agenda. The Washington Post's official slogan is "Democracy dies in darkness." I guess they were unaware of the meeting, you know, that was held in darkness, you know, so we'll see where that goes. By the way, democracy does need to die. This is a republic. It's not a democracy. There's a big difference. Do some research on the difference between a republic and a democracy. It's a big difference, you know. We were established as a republic, and we need to get back to that. Now, the other Democratic leaders at this meeting should be put on the treason list, basically, because, you know, who knows? There's over 5,000 people on this indictment list. I think they just probably added a few more. Also in the news, there's allegations that women accusing Moore of sexual misconduct are being funded by George Soros. Gee, go figure, you know. And I'm not saying that he's guilty or innocent. You know, I don't, you know, the evidence is not all in. And, you know, it makes sense considering he would tip the scales, you know, in a big way if elected. So obviously, you know, they are going to do all they can to take him down. And considering their tactics in the past, I would not be, set that aside at all. I mean, I guess NBC host Matt Lauer was fired due to sexual indiscretions. I wonder about that. You know, the president of NBC didn't he squash the Clinton accusers? I mean, he didn't allow that, you know, following the footsteps of Charlie Rose and all these other things. Joe Scarborough, host of MSNBC, Morning Joe, co-hosted with Mika Brzezinski, go figure. Where have we heard that name before? Obviously, Zygmunt's daughter. He's an ex-congressman as well, and he clammed up immediately when Trump tweeted about investigating him concerning. Now, there's difference. Some people say 22, some people say 28. I'm not sure what the age is, but there was a young woman, an intern, found dead in his office. And now what's really weird is the coroner involved in this case wasn't even a licensed coroner that put down the cause of death and said she had a heart attack and then she fell and hit a desk and that's how her head got bashed open, I guess. I mean, this really reeks. I mean, it doesn't, this isn't working for me anyway. So, this lad, just list, this adds more to the one finger pointing with three fingers back gang, you know? So I always say, you know, rustle up the posse and let the roundup begin, you know? So seriously, folks, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, but one who has to observe, you know, how can the Democrats who call themselves the champion of women's rights be so wrong in so many cases? I mean, we live in a world of opposites. You know, it's actually the opposite. And luckily, there's a lot of powerful women standing up and calling this out right now. And I think people need to support them and get behind them. There's some other things here I wanted to talk about. One of the last major hurdles we've got going on is the Air Force, you know, and they've been hooked to the hip of the CIA and the New World Order, carrying out the chemtrail geoengineering programs. You know, they're spraying aluminum, barium, strontium, neurotoxins, pathogens, and biologicals, including human red blood cells, you know, and these are found in these chemtrails. You know, this is genocide, population control, a slow kill and treason, period. There's no other way to say this. You know, that needs to be rooted out. I hope the Marines are on their way over to these Air Force bases, you know. And if you don't believe this, you know, look up. Look at the skies. What happened to the blue skies? You know, has your health degenerated? Upper respiratory, like asthma is off the scale. I don't know how many thousand times increase in asthma right now. Gastrointestinal problems, joint and muscle pain, skin rashes. These are all byproducts from the chemtrails, from what's in the chemtrails. So for those who believe in population control, stand on your own conviction. You know, you first. You know, that's the way I look at it. You know, you want to depopulate the planet. You know, you're not too important. You know, not in the eyes of God. Everybody's equal. So, you know, my question, do arrogant murderers go to heaven? You know, how about their light review? You know, so anyway, good luck with that. Now I'm going to go into this other thing. Now this is going to really upset a lot of people, and I get hate mail on this one, but global warming is a myth. We are experiencing climate change. It's not global warming. And the raw data is very clear that we are experiencing, you know, the Munder effect, the shields are down, we're moving towards a mini ice age. Now, we're getting bombarded by cosmic rays, gamma and x-rays. When this happens, everything from a major increase in DNA mutations, climate change, especially earthquake and volcanic activity, all just go through the roof. And that's whenever you have this Munder effect and we get bombed by these cosmic rays. Throughout history, we've had major earthquake and volcanic eruptions. And, you know, part of that, the volcanic eruptions, is to shield the Earth. It's part of the Earth's natural defense. And so you'll see a lot more water, a lot more ash in the air and things like that. That's what the Earth does to defend herself, you know, in these situations. So, that's just part of the thing. Now there's two types of charts, and this is what I want to talk about. There's called the raw data charts and the adjusted data charts. Now all these scientists are coming forward and they're saying the raw data shows a definite decrease in global temperatures, the ice and snowstorms, increased snowpacks, and even the North Pole all testify to this. So basically, we got to get to the raw data and forget about the adjusted data. The adjusted data was adjusted by the people, you know, the Al Gore folks that want to really get this global warming thing going and, you know, get carbon credits and a global police to control, you know, economic development. So, you know, I can go on that. So we've been duped with, you know, false environmental messages, you know. So, yes, we need to bring out the new fuels technologies, frequency healing devices, clean up the environment, preserve the wilderness. This can all be done on local levels, you know, without global dominance and control. And that's why Trump pulled out of those, the Paris Accords or whatever those were. So anyway, get behind stopping the chemtrails on every level. That needs to be a first priority. You know, we got to put an end to that. These plagues and flus are not natural. The Black Plague, you know, mass graves were dug up by the World Health Organization with the excuse that they needed to create an antidote, the same plague appearing in Morocco. Go figure, you know. It got weaponized and dumped in Morocco. So you're going to see a lot of that. And when you do see this, guess who's behind it? You know, it's part of the depopulation program that they're doing. So connect the dots, figure it out, you know. You know, I'm saying some of these people think this is all conspiracy crap. You know, if you find yourself writhing on the ground, dying for some weaponized black plague, you know, due to your denial and sense of entitlement or your programmed false beliefs, projections, and cognitive dissonance, attacking the very people trying to take down the new world order, who is to blame? So, you know, if you're not behind reestablishing the republic and draining the swamp, you know, and then you find yourself in this pickle, you know, just there's nobody to blame, you know. So, you know, all these groups, I don't want to get into it, but, you know, was it Open Borders, Black Lives Matters, Antifa? All these groups are just to create chaos, you know, and that's their whole game. It's all to create separation and chaos to get us fighting amongst ourselves. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, yeah, there are some cops that are, you know, not on the right side of the fence, you might say. They are a little wacko. But on the whole, most of them, you know, are good people trying to do their jobs, basically. And so a lot of these people that were killed, you know, when the real story comes out, you find out it's totally different, you know, than the story we've been told. So, yeah, there is some of that going on. But on the whole, you know, that's the little stuff compared to everybody rioting. You know, so we're going to kill millions of people because of a couple people. Yeah, they're just as important, yes, but, you know, let's not take the whole country down. Let's work on it. There's other ways to work on this and straighten it out. And I do think they need to be held accountable, you know, when people use deadly force, you know, when it's not necessary. But, you know, I really don't like delving into these matters and covering these energies, you know, but we don't have the luxury of living in denial and continue to operate under false narratives, you know, allowing the lamestream media to establish our beliefs. You know, it's already become deadly for many and more to come if we don't get our, you know, act together here. Actually, there's another word in there, but I'll say act, you know. But let's focus on the big picture, the big problems first, you know. All the separation games are fueled by the very people that have sold out America. You know, divide and conquer is their agenda. So we need to come together to take care of this. That's the only way we're going to take care of this. And, you know, think about it. What would happen if we all decided to create heaven on earth and live under universal law? You know, hold the deceivers and the embezzlers accountable. You know, return their ill-gotten gains back to the people. Stop funding anything that does not align with universal law and the awakening and healing of humanity, the earth. You know, it doesn't matter if you're black, brown, purple, white, red, or blue. You know, it's all about attention and soul quality. And believe me, there are blue people out there. It's in our ancient history, and some of them are returning. So that's going to get really interesting. Anyway, last in the news is Melania Trump. You know, she's a sight for sore eyes after Michelle, I'm sorry to say, you know. And she's getting trashed by the liberal media. And there's nothing sacred. It's unbelievable, the stuff that they, you know, this is like millions of dollars of airtime about her because she wore the wrong shoes. Or it's just like, give me a freaking break, you know? this is so, and now she's getting trashed for her Christmas decorations, you know. And you know, she's done nothing other than stand in her beauty, in her beautiful divinity, you know, as a first-class act representing America, you know. And she exudes the Mary energies. Believe me, I, you know, if these spiritually challenged people had a clue, you know, they would sense her heart, her spirit, and her connections to the House of Mary. So take a break from your never Trump cynicism and take off your blinders and take an honest look. You know, go Ivanka, shine your light. Don't let them shut you down. You're a much needed example in the world, you know, right now that seems to have lost touch with the divine feminine. And I'm saying this not from any political bias. I'm speaking from my own personal experience with Mary. And she appeared to me at the age of 5 and saved my life. You know, I was dying of bronchial pneumonia, and she's always been with me. And I know the Mary energies from firsthand experience. And she's a universal being. You don't have to be Catholic to embrace her energy. And Melania carries those energies. You know, if you are spiritual, tune into her. Tune into her soul and see what she's all about, you know. And I really hope she has a greater voice in the direction of America, you know. And there's another thing about Mary Magdalene. She's got a really bad rap. You know, the disciples are very jealous about her. And, you know, and so, you know, it looks like fake news has ancient origins here because obviously that was the case. But she was part of the royal family, and she was very adept within the ancient Egyptian mystery schools. And in a recent find, in Jesus' own words, he said, "Out of all my disciples, she is the most qualified to carry forward in his teachings." You know, and she's also quite the dancer, you know. So, you know, shake your booties, Christian. You know, it's not a sin. You know, have fun. You know, it's all about love and joy and bliss. The more loving, the more joyous, the more blissful you are, the more you're having fun, the closer you are to God, you know. So that is the bottom line. And you know, fun doesn't mean doing anything, you know, in total excess or anything that's harmful to somebody else. It's not really fun. That's a warped sense of fun. So I want to cover that because I know I'll get some hate mails on that one. But anyway, so now we're going to go on to a different subject. We're going to go into the future news, and this one I had to do this after the other stuff was pretty heavy. You know, I covered a lot of stuff there. I had to bring in a little more humor on this one. So here's our future news. So North Korea, Galactic Mothership disintegrated all weapons, leaving its leadership floating in space. Rocket Boy is now referred to as Satellite Boy, frozen in space as a reminder concerning the consequences of tyranny and going against universal law. Here's another headline. Donald Trump appointed a Galactic Council of Grandmothers to oversee the healing and restoration of humanity and the Earth. That's been my thing only. Tomi Lahren defeated Jessica Turlif in a grudge match. Jessica played victim, lashed out with unfounded accusations and profound denials of the obvious, while Tomi destroyed her with logic and truth. The match of wits was a short match because Jessica was totally unarmed. Anderson Cooper ran from the event and hid, afraid he'd be next. Tomi landed the final blow when she asked the question, "Do you think Hillary is honest?" You know, only one answer for that one, and Jessica was a total fail. Sorry, Jessica. You know, figure it out. I don't see how anybody can stand up for these people anymore. I mean, the jury's in, the evidence is overwhelming. You know, forget it. Don't even try. You know, it's like I watched an interview with Tomi and when she asked that question, and she said, "Do you think Hillary is honest?" And when the other girl, when Jessica responded, I laughed so hard, I almost fell out of my chair. It was, I mean, how could she even say that with a straight face? It was an angry face, but it wasn't a straight face. But I don't know how you could even say that with a straight face anymore. It's like, are these people chipped or something, or are they that brainwashed? I don't know. But anyway, we're going to go back to the future news. So, Melania Trump established the House of Mary to bring back, by popular demand, the divine feminine. The House of Mary offers free counseling, liberal deprogramming, empowering women around the world to find their voice and stand in their own divinity. She's an icon of eloquence. Mary Magdalene movement and dance classes are part of the curriculum. So, this is, again, this is the future news. George Soros shapeshifted into a reptilian along with major politicians, mostly Democrat, and CNN was in shambles as everyone quit and ran for their lives when their shapeshifting abilities became compromised. Their new motto is Go Green. All right. The Galactic Federation decided to show themselves in the mass decloaking of millions of ships surrounding the Earth. A spokesman for the Federation said, "We're here. Get over it. We've always been here." And what they're saying is that we have to intervene now due to the past intervention of negative ETs seen and unseen. Humanity has been led astray, held in abject poverty, except for the majority of the elite who have aligned with the dark arts and their lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the Earth. It was epidemic. Universal law will now be enforced. The restoration of Earth will begin, and the reset puts humanity and the Earth back on its original course. The Earth originally was designed to be an Eden, a gathering of plant and animal and human DNA, terraformed by 12 major star nations with the intent of evolving to its highest potential. That potential was hijacked. The hijackers have been removed, and now the prime directive is to create heaven on Earth. We love you. Sorry for the delay. It was a bigger job than we expected. The transdimensional war is over, and now we're focusing on Earth. Anyway, that's the future news. So now here's another one in a message. I was meditating, and it was quite interesting. I got this really powerful message, and some of the lion beings came in. And, you know, folks, we've been under attack big time. It's not a lot of people out there. If you are a light worker, you've probably been getting hammered, especially the last few days. And even our physical bodies are getting hammered. And it's a last-ditch effort of these guys to stay alive. And they're using, you know, technology and things like that to try to knock down this movement. But it can't be stopped. And so, you know, just remember this too shall pass. You know, take a break. Drink a lot of water. Do whatever you can to keep your body and your, you know, your immune system up. Whatever cleansing you can do, get the metals out of your system. And that's just the best we can do, and ask for help, because I got some amazing healing myself. I was like, you know, I've been one foot in the grave on so many times, and they pulled me out of it. So, you know, thank God for the transdimensional beings, the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. Anyway, so I was meditating. One of the lion beings came in when I was asking for help and dealing with this nonsense. Some of it's satellite, too, as well. And they're using Wi-Fi, satellites, everything to channel these energies. It's kind of messed up. But I was told by one of the lion beings that the Palladians have established control. They have disrupted the reptilian agenda, which was to further embark on the downward spiral into total social, economic, environmental collapse. World War III has been avoided, which was the master plan of the Dark Arts. Most world leaders are on board. Yet there's still a mop-up operation underway. The forces are now in place to ensure universal law will be the law of the land. The reptilian god has been defeated. Yeah, and you know they're saying this is the real god's time, not an external god, but the omnipresent god, the creator within all creation. The healing is the prime directive, and they're saying the real god within all creation is being activated, and it's the end of the era and the beginning of a new era. So anyway, that was the message I got. You know, if it works for you, great. If it doesn't, that's all right too. You know, just check it out. I know a lot of people got really pissed off and they go, I'm not giving my power away to some Palladian, you know, like this. And I said, they aren't asking you to, you know. And what do you mean Palladians have control, you know? And I said, you know, they're here to help, you know, and they have more genetic stock, both human genetic stock and plant and animal stock, than any other race. They are ancient ancestors. They were more involved in terraforming the Earth than any other race. And so, of course, you know, the councils all agreed that they should be the ones in charge. Now, they're not alone, because they have the Orion Council of Light, the Andromedans, the Arcturians, you know, and this is all in the Bible. If you want to find it, if you don't think it's in the Bible, look up Job and look up Ezekiel and some of these other things. All, you know, a lot of this information's in there, but look at the frescoes, you know, in the ancient times where Jesus is being baptized with a beautiful golden ship above him. So this has been going on for a long time. We just need to get into it. So this is the part of the show that I want to get into. Actually, this show has gone on longer than I thought. So we're actually out of time. I was hoping to get some information, you know, from other people, having people call in and things like that. But, you know, getting this information, I felt, was more important now, you know, for people to have some discernment on what's really going on. And so as a disclaimer, you know, it's like, it looks like a lot's going on. It looks like the major cleanup, the drain is swamp is in high gear, and that's good. And I think a lot of these other things are going to start happening. Like, this money is going to go back into the treasury, you know, and it's going to, you know, pretty much end the debt. And there's a lot of other things. The RV and the other things are also well underway. And these other people that need to be rounded up were blocking the RV. So I've told people all along, the RV is not going to happen until these other people are rounded up, because they're not going to let all these funds go into the hands of the dark arts again. And it looks like the roundup is finally happening. So I think it's not too far away. Maybe a month and a half, could be sooner. But anyway, I guess we're hitting the end of the hour, so it looks like it's time to sign off. But anyway, you know, go to eSETI, check out the newsletter, you know, go to eSETI Stargate, check out what's going on there. A lot of good footage up on eSETI Stargate on the YouTube channel. And, you know, by all means, stay in your heart, use discernment, you know, create heaven on earth, and use universal law. You know, universal law is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. It's the sacred circle of life. You know, be kind to each other and be kind to the planet. That's the bottom line. Use that in everything you do, and all of your thoughts and actions, and all will be well. We will be finally creating heaven on earth. So anyway, this is James Gilliland signing off. Have a great evening, and we'll talk soon. Good night.